Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Honor widows are widows indeed. Coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight I'm going to talk about first what our ministry is all about. The next chapter was created to help women recover from the loss of what have a special someone, their husband. Widows have no specific identity. You may be young, old, poor, or wealthy, with or without children. Your loss could have been suddenly unexpected. While there are many diverse situations, the common link is the marital relationship that was created, regardless of the years. The emotional distress can be overwhelming when someone you have shared secret with, made love with, laughed with, been angry with, and a host of other scenarios passes, that person is missed. There is an emptiness no one can fill. Who can understand? Who can I talk to? Who can I help? Who can help me through all these details? How do I cope? These challenges give birth to the next chapter. It is time to turn to the next chapter in your life. Here's how you can go about this. God is the giver of life. He is also the one who takes it. With the spiritual insight and personal experience, God assures you that you are never alone. Well, the next chapter shows you love through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Tonight, we will also talk about that God's love is sufficient. God definitely is sufficient. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. That's coming from Proverbs 3:6. Sometimes I know that God seems to be quiet in our life and not seem to be answering us whenever we have any type of situation or problem. It seems like He has just gone away. Yes, sometimes He does get quiet. Life can suddenly become filled with problems, regardless of their source. They dominate your life until you have found a solution. Well, discussing a problem with a trusted friend often puts it in the right perspective. There are, however, some people who delight in talking about their problems while secretly hoping never to find a solution, because they then won't have nothing left to talk about. If you are experiencing a problem and sincerely seek a solution, direct your thoughts to God and don't focus on the problem. You cannot find a solution to your problem if you do not allow God to assist you. We must keep God in it and allow us to be there for us. Trust in Him. Tell God about your problem and continuously confirm His might. Allow Him to create order in your life and give you the right solution. When God becomes more important than your problem, you will be fueled by a spiritual power. Because God is occupying His righteousness, the rightful place in His life, in your life. You will find solution to your problem, and by His grace, you will be able to live victorious. It is so amazing how when we allow God in our life and let Him take care of our situation, we will become victorious because God is sufficient. A reason to live, because I live and you also will live. That's coming from John 14:19. Many people wonder whether life is worthless. Fear of unknown future paralyzes them, that they tend to have pessimistic thoughts. Does that sound like us? Despite how cheerless the future may appear, remember that life is precious, and your life and your future are both in God's hand. Put your life in God's hand and let Him lead your way. The Christian life is not ruled by blind faith. God is in control every situation. I mean, every situation in which you find yourself. He knows your needs and is always ready and able to provide that need for you. I know sometimes, just like I mentioned before, He he sometimes seemed to be silent, that he's not there, but we must continue to trust that he will be there. As your faith grows and you begin to trust him more, you begin to realize the joy of life in Christ and be comforted by the presence of his love. He's the rock upon which you can build your life. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus not only gave his life, but also a reason to live. Through his Holy Spirit, he provides you with the means of hope in your life. And I know many of us maybe might be going through these are different things, but we must believe that we can give our problems to our Father. Through his Holy Spirit, he provides you with the means to cope. Yes, he does help you. Whenever you think that there's no hope, he's your hope, and he will definitely help you cope. Choose life and live it in the abundance of Jesus Christ, always honoring him. Praise him. Before going to him in prayer, praise him. Let him know how much you love him. Don't despair. In this world you will find trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. That's coming from John 16:33. Sometimes even God's children, that's us, can start to be despair. Has God turned his back on us? Certainly not. God never abandons the work of his hand, not his children. It is still his world, and he lives, and he is still in control. In his good time, the light will break through. Well, in Genesis 42, we read that the country was in the grips of severe drought and living memories. His beloved wife Rachel died in childbirth, and he believed his favorite son Joseph was dead. On top of this, Simon was a prisoner in Egypt, and his daring youngest son, Benjamin, was being taken from him. Well, Jacob could not see that it was unnecessary to relinquish Benjamin so that he could experience God's miracles. He thought that Joseph was dead, but God was using Joseph to feed all who were desperate by the famine. When time came dark, remember, God is alive. He is in control. He cares for us. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have called according to his purpose. That's coming from Romans 8:28. And we must know that we are never alone. How great is the love the Father has lavish on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. That's coming from 1 John 3:1. The love of family and friends is always a great source of comfort and joy also. To have someone with whom you can share your life is one of God's greatest gifts and grace. No wonder then that parting from a loved one fills us with sorrow and loneliness. But remember, you are never alone. God is always with you, because nothing in all of the creation can separate him from the love of God in Jesus Christ. The Lord assures us that he will never leave us or forsake us. He will be with us all our days. That's coming from Hebrews 13:5 and Matthew 28:20. These are his promises that you can hold on to and draw courage and strength in all circumstances, especially when tragedy comes into your life and you are at your most vulnerable time. Yes, of course, when we are vulnerable and have lost a loved one or lost a job, just different scenario in your life, just remember that God, that you're never alone, and God is always with you every step of the way. You may sometimes feel that he's not, but he's there. To reaffirm the assurance of God's promise and present, spend time in his presence in prayer. Share your fears and your sorrows with him, as well as the loneliness and the vulnerability. Christ is not only the Lord of your life, but also your friend. Let him be your friend, your good friend. He chooses you to belong to him through his grace. Always remember that his grace is sufficient. The extent of God's love. I have loved you, says the Lord, but you ask, how have you loved us? That's coming from Malachi, first chapter, second verse. If we try to count all the ways in which God loves us, we would never be able to reach the capacity of numbers that he loves us. I could never thank him enough for all the things that he does for me and my family. If I sit here and start counting all the things that I feel that he has done for me since I knew myself, I think I need more than just one show, but I probably would need 10 or more shows to talk about the things that he's done for me and what he's gotten to help me to get through each and every day of my life. So just to think the extent of God's love, and most of all this Christmas holiday, the birth of Jesus Christ, bring his son to the world to save us from our sins. Just amazing that he allowed Jesus to come on this earth, to live on this earth, and to go through the things that he went through just because of us, how much he loves us, the extent of God's love. We can go on and on and on about the extent of God's love. Nevertheless, there are many people who, for a variety of reasons, do not comprehend God's love. And really, I can't imagine them not knowing or comprehend what God has done for them each and every day. In the midst of a personal setback and tragedy, in hardship and disappointment, many people blame God for the situation that they find themselves in. They question God's wisdom and love and allowing such things to happen to them. I know we do. We can't understand sometimes what happens in our lives. In many cases, people turn their back on God because they judge him by human standards. They do not see that the disaster of this world cannot be ascribed to a lack of love in the Father or the Son, but to the foolishness of man. God gave us freedom of choice, and we as human beings selfishly misuse it. is that you. Have you misused it? The love of God is revealed in his abundant blessing, his all-powerful forgiveness, his mercy, his promise to eternal life, his comfort, his gift of the Holy Spirit above all. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Do we need to? Do we need more proof than this? Just think about the things that he's gotten you through. Even though your burden might become heavy, I despair my life, I would not live forever. Let us alone, my days have no meaning. That's coming from Job 7:16. Just think about what Job went through and how God, he came out on top. When you are feeling dejected, it is good to go and do something that would cheer you up. Someone else who is downhearted or lonely, take a walk in the hospital. Just take a peep in every room. Different people where they're laying, suffering with different things. These things can get you out of your despair, your feeling very heavily burdened by what you're going through. Let someone else's problem, listen to someone else's problem, and then you'll feel better about your own. It is impossible to make someone else happy without ceasing the pain in your own heart. Take a good look at the world around you. There's always someone else's burden is heavier than yours, whom sorrow is about to overwhelm them. Oh, I hear it every day. Oh, the different stories I hear every day, and I'm sure you hear them too, even listening at the news, how this whole family died in a fire, the whole family. Children, grandfather, this Christmas, a beautiful mansion that they lived in, and they all, the house became a flame, and they all died in it. Just think that you're still here with your health. It could be you and your family that God spared your life. Perhaps there is someone in your circle of friends who requires help that only you can give. It might just be possible that your own sorrow equip you with greater and more effective service to others. Sometimes he uses us for what we may be going through. We encourage someone else, and then it helps us to get through one day at a time because of what you have done to someone else to encourage them and get them out of their despair. Share your burden with God. He will never burden you with a cross too heavy for you to carry. I know sometimes we feel that the burden is so heavy. How can he say this? He will never burden you with a cross too heavy for you to carry. Get ready to experience how he lifts the burden from your shoulder when you serve and love your fellow man. Never fall into the pit of pity, self-pity. Yeah, we all have the pity party moment that we dwell in. If you love, if your love for God is true and sincere, you will love your fellow man and serve those God send across your path. Don't you, when you help someone else, you make them feel better about whatever situation that they may be going through? Don't that make you feel better? So find ways to get yourself out of those feelings that you might be going through. But I hope all of you had a wonderful Christmas holiday. I hope that you shared time with your friends and family. I hope you didn't eat too much. I know I did. I have a sweet tooth. So I hope that you shared time with your friends and your family through this Christmas holiday. Even though mine was a busy one, it was a joyful one. I always enjoy, I love Christmas, and each year I look forward to it. So I hope that you enjoyed your time with your friends and family. We have 5 more minutes. If anyone would like to come on the air and say something and tell us something, your story, how you got through the Christmas holiday. I know we have New Year's coming through, but it seems like you're on the air and you're doing okay. You're still alive, and I'm sure you will get through the New Year's just like you got through Christmas. Because the days are 27th, so evidently you got through Christmas. If you're still here, just knowing that God will get you through, just like he got you through the last few days. He'll definitely get you through the rest of the week. And just knowing that God loves you, he will always be there. He will never leave you or forsake you. If you can't see him, just take a look on the right side, on the left side. He's there. He's right there by your side. He said he will never leave us forsaken, and he means just that. He'll get us through those lonely and heavy and burdened times that we feel. So just knowing that the next few days, God will be there for you. Let me get our book that we normally give out to you whenever you go through your loss, lost a loved one. We normally give this book out. It's called God Can Handle It Day by Day. And that's exactly what he will do. He's going to get you through day 20. Today's the 27th. He will get you through the day 28th, 29th, the 30th, the 31st. And there you go. You're going to step right into 2012. He's going to get you through that just like he got you through 2011. Just have faith and believe that 2012 is going to be a better year. A prosperous year, a year of comfort, and a year of he's going to give you that wisdom that you need, that guidance that you need, that comfort that you need, the love that you need, the also all of the needs that you have. He's going to give it to you in the year of 2012. Well, mine started out at the end of 2011, and he's going to continue blessing, even though sometimes we don't think he might. He will, because he seemed to get silent. But he's right there. Just take a look on the side. He's there. He's right there. Say, God, hey, touch me. And he'll find a way to do just that. He's right there. He never will leave you or forsake you. So just know that you're going to enter 2012 victoriously, abundantly blessing. And I'm looking for mine because I know what's happening. He's getting ready to do a whole lot of stuff for me in 2012 because he started at the end of the year. He's not going to stop. He's going to continue to go right into the 2012. God can handle it day by day, and he's going to do just that. I won't be talking to you until after the new year. Have a wonderful and prosperous new year into 2012. Just knowing that the next chapter, Widow Ministry, Sheila Coley, our president, and I am your director. We will help you go into that new year together. We will be there just like God said he will never leave you or forsake you. We won't either. We'll be there in any way that you need our help, just knowing that we're going to continue with this talk show. We're going to try to change it to 10 o'clock. We're working towards getting it at an early time. So just knowing that God has his way, and he will bless us and equip us and give us resources to do just that. And continue to share to others this talk show. And we will continue to have different guest speakers like we did this past year. And I hope that you will have a wonderful and happy new year. Be blessed and knowing that God can handle it day by day. Happy New Year's!
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us. Down before him. Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and
to praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord.